Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name. We want to welcome everyone here this morning, especially our visitors. Trust together we can be encouraged to press on the journey of life. Time continues to roll by. We've already come to what we call the closeout of another year as we record time. Close out another year, and by faith, we look into the coming days and the coming year. May we take courage and continue to run the race with patience. That's the title of this morning's message, Running the Race with Patience. Throughout the scriptures, we have reference made to the walk of life as being as a race. As we have it in the scriptures, it's not so much a race to see who can win, although we all need to be winners, but it's more like a marathon where we all run together and come to the end of that race, hopefully. It's important that we stay spiritually fit. We'll see that as we go throughout the message this morning, that we stay spiritually fit, that we can run the race and be victorious. As we know it is with natural running, it calls for one to be physically fit, so it is in the spiritual, that we maintain spiritual vibrance. Our text verses will be taken from Hebrews chapter 12. You Bible scholars are familiar with the book of Hebrews. Know that Hebrews 11 is a catalog of the heroes of faith, those who are held forth as an example for us. It's interesting to read across that chapter again and see the heroes of faith, the men and women of faith and courage, the lives that they lived and the challenges that they faced in their time. And today is our day. Today is your day to run the faith race. Are we taking courage as they did back then? What the Hebrew writer says after we read Hebrews chapter 11, he says in Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 4, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." Jesus, our perfect example. More about that in just a bit. So we read these accounts of the heroes of faith that went on before us. We were looking at one of them in our Sunday school lesson this morning. You know, we face challenges. We face discouraging times in life. We face disappointments of those around us who don't find courage to press on, and it impacts all of our lives. And it's hard for us to imagine, with Joshua and Caleb and others that would have liked to have gone on into the land and possessed it, to have needed to what would surely have seemed to them at times, I'm sure, a waste of 40 years. But they continued on faithfully. We must continue on faithfully serving our Lord. Well, these heroes of faith did not find victory and win the battle of life on their own strength, but it was with the faith in God and the Lord Jesus Christ as we have it today that they lived their lives. They were real people living real life circumstances, challenges and realities of life. Everyone was different, as is ours, but we all have a God, a Savior, who wants to aid us and help us. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 9. We have there also the Apostle Paul referring to the race of life. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. May we continue to press on in this race of life. Not as uncertainly. We run with purpose this morning. We need to run with a purpose, with a goal for our own success, and that we might be an encouragement to each other in this race of life. We have 4 points this morning in our message. Point number one in this race of life is that we need to remove the impediments, the hindrances. We need to remove that which would hinder us from running well and achieving the goal for which we set out. Christians cannot afford to be hindered in living the Christian life. We need to be ready to throw off those things that hinder, and we need to be ready to and need to repent of the sin that would so easily entangle us and deter us from living in victory. The Christian needs to take action. The writer of Hebrews obviously was likening it to a natural race, a foot race. Oftentimes, you see people jogging and running. Sometimes you see them running with maybe a 5-pound weight in each hand, maybe a 10-pound weight. They weight themselves down so that in their training they gain strength. But then when it comes down for the real marathon or the real race, they lay aside those weights and they go. So it is in the Christian life. As we live our lives, we need to lay aside, lay down the weights that would deter us from being able to run and run victoriously. Lay aside every weight. Oftentimes in this own day races, we're told that they would come into the assembly wearing big robes and be congratulated that they were going to run those races. But then when it was time to run the race itself, they would disrobe and run the race. Lay off the weight that was upon them. A like comparison to what we need to do, we need to lay off the weights of things of this world, the things that would bog us down so that we can run well. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside anything that could hinder the running of the race. As in a physical race, you need to stay physically fit. If you'd have came this morning and I'd have had cones all around this property, and I would inform you now before we start the message, we're going to have a practical lesson. We're all going to run the perimeter of this property 3 times to come back in, and then we're going to have a message. How many of you believe that I would have been the first one back? No hands. No hands. Why not? I'm too old, I guess. Probably about 40 pounds too heavy. I'm just not physically fit to be the one coming back first. How many of you believe I could have maybe made the 3 rounds to come back? Don't raise your hands. It would have been a race. We would have concluded this. Everyone could win by just making it. That's the practical side. But spiritually, what are the things that might bog us down? Are we staying spiritually, physically fit? That we can run with victory and achieve the goal that God would have us to in life. Christians also need to take action on besetting sins. Many hindrances thwart the Christian progress. For example, fleshly indulgences, faithlessness, lack of dedication, inordinate pride, and laziness. Repentance is the action that needs to be taken if those sins are bogging us down. We cannot run the race with victory if we have sin in our lives, and there are besetting sins that fall upon us individually. Areas of our lives that we are more tested in, whether it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, materialism, whatever it might be. There are those things that bog us down, that need to be repented of and turned from. Even the important things of life need to be kept in perspective that we can live and run this race victorious. Those who won, those who achieved, did so by opening their lives to the Lord and making progress. One of the themes, a theme of the book of Hebrews, is let us go on. Progress. Have you made progress in your Christian life this past year? I'm not asking whether you did in your own strength, but as you trusted in God and committed your life to God and lived for Him and studied His Word and surrendered your life to Him, and if areas in your life were revealed where you could improve or you needed to turn from them, did you obey those wooings of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God? And you have advanced in your Christian life. You've gained ground. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Is that your experience? Is that my experience? Let us go on. Don't let anything impede your progress in the Lord. To live a successful Christian life, the hindrances, the impediments to progress must be removed. What are they in your and my life? Let us in humility acknowledge them and deal with them, that we can live lives of victory and progress. Move ahead in our lives. Our diet has so much to do with how we are doing physically. Your spiritual diet has so much to do with how you are doing spiritually. Pay attention to your diet. Remove the distractions. Point number two, examine the race course. Runners who are going to run in a race will often arrive earlier, days or weeks or maybe months or years ahead of time, if it's a major race, and they'll walk the course, maybe run the course and familiarize themselves with it. Now, this point has some limitations in our Christian race, because there's a sense in which we can't walk the track or run the track ahead of time, because we don't know what a day will bring. We don't know what tomorrow's challenges will be. I'd like to more liken it to familiarize yourself with what Jesus and God teaches us in the scriptures of what some of the challenges are that you and I will face in our walk of life. And the invitation to have God, have Jesus in our lives to go with us to face the whatevers that we will face. Familiarize yourself with God's help of how you need to prepare yourself for the race that is ahead. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus is a pattern for the Christian life. We don't have to stand here or sit here this morning and try and guess how God would have us to live. Yes, every generation, every age of time has some adjustments that they need to make to face the present challenges that come to us. But the core values and the convictions and the belief in the Word of God are applicable to all times. And if we give heed to them, we believe as we walk close with God and have His Holy Spirit in our lives, by God's glory and His grace and help and His presence, we can face any conflict. We can face anything as did Caleb in the Old Testament and live in victory. Jesus is the greatest pattern for the Christian life. All we need to do as we live our lives, we face an extremely challenging situation, is we fall on our knees before our God. And we cry out to God and we say, Jesus, how would you have me to approach this? And we ponder in our own minds and our own hearts, how would Jesus approach this if he were here? That'll be a guide map for us how we ought to approach the issue at hand. There's a sense in which the race is marked out for us in the life of Jesus Christ. He faced opposition. He faced it. It wasn't a life of ease for him. He leaned on the Father. He prayed to the Father. We need to follow his example. Jesus is a dynamic for the Christian life. God, Jesus, doesn't just model the way we should live, but he helps us to achieve the goal. You have Jesus in your heart, you have Jesus in your life, you have the Holy Spirit. We have all these powerful influences and presence in our lives. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the beginning of our faith, the end of our faith, and every aspect in between. It's Jesus, it's God. We can run with courage, we can run with purpose, and we can win, we can achieve. He set the greatest example. He obeyed the Father's will even when it cost him his life. If Jesus obeyed to the ultimate decree or sacrifice, all of his followers need to be willing to do likewise. To what extent are you willing and ready to dedicate your life and run this race for the glory of God and your own spiritual benefit? Jesus is the dynamic for the Christian life. The word author, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher, suggests he is the companion. He is a companion on this race. He wants to be your companion and go with you. The one who prepares the way for a person to be right with God, and he is a constant companion to help us on our journey. Point number three, look at the legacy of runners. I didn't have the ability to do it, but if I could have come earlier this morning with big portraits and put one between each window, maybe here in the front I would have had a big portrait of Jesus himself. And over here I would have had one of Noah. And I'd have had one of Abraham, one of Isaac, one of Jacob, one of Joseph, one of Daniel, one of the three Hebrew children. And as I'm sharing this message, trying to help us to find courage to run this race, and we could reflect and look at those pictures, and you Bible scholars who are familiar with those names that I just mentioned, you know that every one of them faced a lot of challenges in their lives. As we have in this, we look at the legacy of runners, and we look at the courage that they had for their life circumstances, and it gives us courage. That's the intention of the scriptures. That's the intention, the intent of Hebrews chapter 11. That we might read about these men and women of faith. That we might find faith and courage for our time and our circumstances. That one day when we come to the end of our lives, a portrait of us could be with right alongside of Caleb. Think you could do that? Can you be as victorious and have the faith and courage that you could compare your life to the life of Caleb or Joseph Isaac, the three Hebrew children of Daniel, and on the list goes, the Apostle Paul. Well, here we are. I am glad this morning that as I run the race of life and try to find courage in God to press on, I am surrounded with other runners that will encourage me to press on. I need your encouragement. We need each other's encouragement. We need each other's support. And we need the portraits, the reports and stories, accounts of those who have run the race effectively and finished the race with their faith intact. Will you finish your race with your faith intact? It's those that run victoriously and faithful to the end that will receive a crown. But praise the Lord this morning. We are encompassed. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We are not on a journey where our situation is unique to anyone else's. Elijah thought his journey was unique to his own self. And he went out and he hid. But he got reminded there were 7,000 others that hadn't bowed their knee to Baal. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for your life of faithfulness. It's an encouragement to each other. May we continue to encourage each other and prod each other on. Witnesses inspire Christians to be faithful. Where there are natural races, there's often spectators that are watching them and cheering them on. May we encourage each other. May we cheer each other on, as it were. Are you an encourager this morning? Do you give words of encouragement to your fellow brothers and sisters in their race of life? Are you a positive runner? Are you a positive influencer? Are you upbeat in your Christian life? Is the presence of God obvious in your life, in your countenance, in your testimony? The legacy of runners and the encouragement that it is to those around them. Finally, point four, work on endurance. Work on endurance. We need to continue faithfully. As we see the great cloud of witnesses and how they ran and were victorious, they ran patiently. They ran with endurance, with courage, with determination. And we need to in our lives. Let us run with patience the race that is marked out for us, that is set before us. Sometimes we are tempted to quit living the Christian life. Maybe you never faced that temptation. Praise the Lord if you haven't. Is it really worth it? The devil wants to come against us at times and cause us to be discouraged and say whether it's really worth it or not. Brothers and sisters, this morning it's worth pressing on. The alternative is not attractive. The devil tries to make it look attractive. The pleasures of the world, the allurements of the world may bring happiness for a moment, but they don't bring eternal joy, and they don't bring the reward of the Christian life and the end of life rewards of those who run faithfully. Nothing should stop the runner from competing or completing the course. Nothing should stop the Christian from running to the end. I am glad this morning that there is a difference in the race of life than what there is in competing races where there's just one winner. This morning we can all run with courage, run with faith, and we can all win. There's a crown awaiting those who run faithfully. Nothing should stop the runner from completing the course. We can become discouraged by the pressures of life. They might tempt us to slow down or give up, but believers must not quit. They need to endure, and through Jesus Christ, we can. And we must, and we will. That needs to be our personal testimony. I will press on. I will not give up. God, Christ is my companion. And with your support, I will press on. Thank you for your help. The endurance test is worth the effort. Run with perseverance. The Greek word there means a determination to master something. Do you have a determination in God, in Christ, that you are going to master this race and you are going to run and finish well? Do you have that determination this morning? Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Is that your testimony this morning? Pressing on. I don't count myself to have apprehended. I don't count myself to have achieved or come to the goal, but I'm going to press on. And if we muddle ourselves down with our failures and the things that the devil would bring that would cause us to be downcast and discouraged, now, we're with the Apostle Paul, we say, we're going to forget those things. If they are sins that we have confessed, we have laid them at the cross, they're covered by the blood of Jesus, and that's my past life. The Apostle Paul teaches in Ephesians and in Galatians about being crucified with Christ, laying aside those deadly sins, and being alive in Christ Jesus, and living a life of victory for him. Is that our testimony this morning? Is that our experience? Do you testify of it when you move about in your daily life? Staying with the Christian life has many benefits. First, you experience the joy of running the race. Second, you can relish the accomplishment. And third, you will receive a crown. Staying the Christian life has many benefits. Experience the joy of running the race. There's joy in the journey. It's a happy life. Our hearts go out to people who don't know our Jesus this morning. It's a lonely life. We don't need to live a lonely life. We have Christian family around us. We have Christian brothers and sisters around us. We have the Lord Jesus in our heart, the blessed presence of the Holy Spirit. It's a life of joy. The joy of running the race. The satisfaction and rest of being in the will of God as we run the race. And the fact that there's a crown awaiting the faithful. That's enough to motivate one on, isn't it? We take courage this morning and we press on. To run the race effectively, runners must remove hindrances, master the course, draw encouragement from the crowd, and run with patience and endurance. How well are you running today? How well am I running today? How well will I run tomorrow if God continues to give life? How well will you run tomorrow and next week and next month and this year and on through your life? Will you finish well? The crown awaits those who finish well. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Press on, brothers and sisters. Press on. Press on. God bless you. Let us kneel for prayer.